GOB38, Play Less Misty for me. I well remember my first ever great egret in high summer many years ago. I know it was high summer as we walked along the shore of a large lake with sun-ripened wheat in the surrounding fields. And I know it was a long time ago because every 50 metres all the way the reeling of grasshopper warblers serenaded us. The high heat triggered a thunderstorm and we were drenched for our efforts. I do not recall ever being so wet before or since. Back in the car, the window steamed up as I replaced the soggy shirt with a scratchy and rather musty jacket. I have faced directly into a force 8 gale blowing from the northeast in midwinter, while watching the waves crashing against cliffs, throwing spray 30 feet into the air and a goodly amount into my freezing face. But that was rewarded by a skewer going one way and auk streaming by the other. Such a scene can only be truly appreciated by a birder, and such a sentence only appreciated if you're into palindromes or palimpsests. I have too steamed in a Central American jungle in pursuit of ant birds, only pausing to wring the sweat from my shirt, and I've baked under an African sun, waiting for fitter birders to return from their scaling of a Kalahari sandhill in search of a June lark. Many's the time I felt the wind penetrate my bones despite 4 layers of thermal wear as I scoped gravel pits for smew, and I felt my very fundament freeze to the seat of a hide while waiting for a winter bittern to sneak out of hiding from a reed bed. I've even waded knee-deep along a flooded path to get to a waterlogged viewing ramp while the penetrating drizzle set icy fingers down my spine. But what I have most certainly not done is watch birds in the fog. 2012 was my second worst year since I began birding. Weather, incapacity and indolence all played a part in my dismal performance. So I awaited the dawn of 2013 with determination to make this a better year. In my best ever year, I managed 99 species on day one. In my acceptable listing years, I know I have to get 100 species in the first month, or my increasing capacity for pessimism will make me falter. I know, too, that waiting for winter specialities to turn up at the end of the year is often a fruitless exercise. If I haven't got winter swans and geese, snow buntings and smew under my belt before February arrives, they will stubbornly arrive late the following winter and I will dip out entirely for another year. Thus it was that Hawkeye and I were out locally on the 1st of Jan, ticking up 65 species within a 5-mile radius. On the 3rd of the month, we cranked this up to 89 species by a visit to Dunge Ness. Moreover, Dunge reported no less than 7 great white egrets that day, and at one time when the venerated one spotted a bitten land, I managed to get 4 heron species into the scope all at once. The 4th was spent a mile from the house successfully searching the beach rocks for purple sandpiper, with some bonuses in the shape of divers and ducks. So we were happily sporting a nice 95 when we set off yesterday for Sheppey, in the sure and certain knowledge that we would add at least 5 needed species to get the ton up. Of course, mice, men and me should know better than lay such plans and rely on such sureties. We set off in the gloom as dawn broke and revealed mist, fog so thick you could... We set off in the gloom as dawn broke and revealed mist, fog so thick you could knit a chunky jumper with it. We bravely got to the edge of town and barely dared to swing around the roundabout on the dual carriageway, as it was impossible to see both lanes. We were back home after only an hour, as we had stupidly slipped down to the shore in the hope that something would be visible there. So, the mystical Isle of Sheppey still awaits me, holding tight to its rough-legged buzzard, avocets, and the other necessary birds like the possible 4-owl species. My next shot is going to be the ninth, on the ninth. My next shot is going to be on the ninth. So my birding fingers are firmly crossed for gales, snow, sun or storm, anything but the mists of Avalon. That's the end. Hope you can tidy this one up, matey. Bye.